Greetings, family. This is Derek with Overcomers Life Group Podcast. I pray each and every one of you are doing extremely well today. I want to speak with you about a topic about you don't need anybody's permission. And what I mean by that is you don't need anybody's permission to pursue the dream, the goal God has put in your heart. If He has given it to you, what are you waiting for? I mean, seriously, what are you waiting for? Yes, you may not have the money yet, but have you at least written it down? In the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 2 and 3, and I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. If not, forgive me. But anyway, it says in verse 2, "And the Lord answered me and said, Write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. Verse 3, For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry." If you have written it down, have you taken the time out each day to research the how-tos, creating an LLC or sole proprietorship, or searching the areas that you may want to market your business to? What I'm getting at, ladies and gentlemen, is there's always something you can do towards that goal or dream. Don't let the enemy fool you and stuff and cause you to procrastinate, over and over again. Even if you're lacking certain things to bring it into fruition yourself, notice I say yourself, best believe God sees you walking in faith and working diligently in what you can do. You have to believe and have faith He will bring these things to pass in His timing when He sees you walking in faith and what He's giving you to do, irregardless of whether you see the full picture or not. I would like to encourage those that this message applies to take that first step of faith and keep progressing each day and even the smallest of things towards your God-given dreams and goals. If you're hesitant still to do so, let me ask you this. We may call it scared to take a chance or may procrastinate to even proceed, but the question is that a form of pride? Meaning, you're actually taking for granted that God will keep giving you more and more time while you procrastinate or claim you're scared, which aka is lack of faith. Some people may say, God will allow me time so I can fulfill that dream or goal. Well, He very well may. He can do anything He wants. But I will caution to say, I will encourage you to go by the graveyard or ask their living relatives what that dying person regrets were. If it's anything of two people for sure that I know of, that their last words were to me. So two famous phrases. I wish I had, or if I had more time, I would have. Don't take your time for granted, ladies and gentlemen, just because you're scared or you think you got more time. Is that borderline pride? Are you being the God of your life by doing that? We don't know how much time we have. We don't even know if our next breath will come. So, again, as you may have seen me in my posts and maybe some of my podcasts, I believe I may have said, be all God has created you to be. Because as you see right now in this world, things can change on a dime. I'm not saying this to instill fear or have you act out of fear. I just want to encourage you to step out on that which God has given you. It's really no excuse. You have to take that first step, irregardless if you see the next step, the whole full picture or not. God already knows. Why don't you honor Him with your obedience to Him and what He's given you in the smallest of things? And I guarantee you, he will make a way, whether it comes little by little, step by step, or in huge chunks, or all at once. I can't say what it will be for you. That's between you and God. He knows your path, not me. But what I am going to say is bust a move. Stop putting off. Last I checked, we're not getting no younger. If y'all know something to do to cause the years to go back to get younger, please let me know. Message me. So, again, I just wanted to share that with you. That was on my heart. And, again, go forth and be all God has created you to be. You owe it to yourself, and much more importantly, you owe it to God. All right. Peace be with you. Until next time, take care. Keep hope alive.